Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United 0, Sunderland 0. It might be a boring scoreline, but oh my God, there is so much to digest from that because it was total and utter crap. And look, I'm even seeing people say in the chat, he didn't have any midfield. What do you want him to do? Wash your mouth out and go and apologise to Amrin, because Amrin didn't have a midfield and you sacked him. Oh, it's all right for Carrick though. Didn't have a midfield, Amrin. Got rid of him. So don't come at me with that. But what I actually want to know is, I actually do want to know what your excuse is for that. You Carrick inners, the people who want to give Carrick a 3-year contract. Why is it you want to give that a contract? Because I genuinely want to know. I want to know why you think that is a good idea for the next 3 years. Because I tell you what, I do not buy the excuse. Well, we've qualified for the Champions League. We've took the foot off the pedal. What? What? Surely, I'm hearing people saying, well, we've just been chasing results to get in the Champions League. That's why he's been playing like that. So surely now you're in the Champions League and you're playing a team that conceded 5 goals at home last week. Surely you go and play your way. Probably you go and play a bit more expressive. You don't go and copy exactly what you've done for 3 months, because I'm sort of lost on this idea that we've been playing this park the bus counter-attacking football because we've been under pressure to get Champions League football. So now we're not under pressure to get Champions League football. I thought we might see a glimpse of the real thing. Nope. Below 50% possession again, parking the bus, counter-attacking and hardly any shots on target. So if we're playing this way when the pressure's off, we're playing this way, aren't we? And actually, you know what? Now the pressure's off, you still need the job. Is this not meant to be Operation Get Carrick the job? I mean, that was shit. That's not... I think more Carrick inners are going to turn Carrick out now. I don't mean Carrick out. You know, give someone else the job. Look, I've always said the results have been really, really good. But when the results aren't there, what is there? You know, PRV, performance, results and vision. I haven't seen performance for months. I haven't seen vision, but I've seen results. And I've always said Man United winning is all that matters. But there's not much there beyond the results. And tonight, you don't get a result and then you don't have performance and vision. And this is going to be the problem. This is what worries me. And this is where, when you haven't got good owners, it's problematic, because people like Jason Wilcox, Omar Berada, Jim Radcliffe, they don't know what Man United's all about. So they won't be having these thoughts that we're having. And that's the terrifying thing. I don't think they'll watch that game today like some of us are and going, this is really scary, because we're still playing this horrible brand of football and we're probably still going to do it next year. And they're not looking at the red flags. They're just going, well, look at the results. Look at the results. And it's terrifying in the sense that he makes one sub in 90 minutes. We didn't have a shot on target until the 90th minute. Sunderland should have beaten us 3-0. Like, they've hit the post. Lamont has made 2 brilliant saves. We're ridiculously lucky not to win that game. And, you know, I've seen people out there going, well, Mourinho used to get praised for this. Mourinho didn't get praised for going to Sunderland and getting lucky with a 0-0. I mean, that wasn't like going to the Nou Camp and parking the bus and stopping in a brilliant Barcelona side. That was going to Sunderland and getting away with it because they hit the post and couldn't hit the ocean from a boat. It wasn't even a good defensive performance. I thought Maguire got rinsed by Brobbey a couple of times. Martinez nearly got sent off again. The midfield, you know, Maynou was virtually missing because he had no stability next to him. We just got very lucky today. And you know what? I accept that we're in the Champions League and, you know, there might be a little bit of drop-off. But as a manager, you've got to stop that drop-off. And the football, to me, was absolutely the same as what I saw against Fulham in February, Everton in February, West Ham in February, Villa in March, Newcastle in March, Chelsea in April. I've seen this performance for ages. If somebody said to me, well, we've got Champions League football, they've downed tools, they've turned the switch off, which they are capable of doing, fine. But I don't think that performance is any better than Chelsea a few weeks ago. We did exactly the same. We got away with it. We got a goal. Chelsea at the post a couple of times. The only surprise I've got is that we didn't win the game. I actually thought that shot at the end, Cunha would score it. And we'd all be going, well, it's only all that matters is results. And I still would have done this stream and said, that was crap. That was really bad. We were really lucky. We've got away with it again. And we've got a good win again. And you can't argue with these results. But how sustainable are they? I mean, there must be some stats about expected points. And we must be way ahead of what we should have. Because every game I seem to watch us and go, we got away with it. We got away with it. We got away with it. And I think we have got away with it massively. But the problem I have is that this is why when people say to me, why don't you want to give Carrick the job? This is why, because I don't think these results are sustainable. And, you know, imagine if Liverpool and Villa had sorted themselves out and Chelsea, and we'd gone to Sunderland today and dropped those 2 points and we needed them. I don't think these results are sustainable. I don't think the performances are very good. And I think every other coach that's available has a brand of football, whether it's Iriola, Emery, Nagelsmann, they all have a brand of football. We don't have a brand of football, and some people just don't seem to be bothered about it, which is why I would throw it to you and say, what is it that justifies these poor performances? Because, look, I am going to completely defend the players and the club and the manager. Like, that was a game where we probably deserve to lose and we get a point. Very similar to West Ham. We should have lost and we got a point. It's not unique. That's not a one-off. You can't just jump in and go, I don't like Carrick anymore because of that. We've been doing this for weeks. You know, I'll defend it and say, look, that performance today has been what we've been doing for ages. We haven't had a good performance since, 13 minutes against Brentford, the first 13 minutes against Brentford, and then Arsenal in January. We haven't been playing well for months. For months. So I'm disappointed by it. I am disappointed. But, you know, the only disappointment is that we have been playing like this for a long time and results have probably been papering the cracks. There's no plan B as well. Like, there is no plan B. I was saying this in the watch along. You know, when Sunderland hit the post and Le Mans makes those saves, a decent coaching setup says, we're getting away with it here. We're getting away with it here. So let's change. Let's change the way we're playing. So when Sunderland hit the post, you know, that could have been a goal. So we're lucky we're not 1-0 down. Right, we need to change something because this is not going well. And we don't change it. There is no plan B. There was two subs, not one, by the way. But there's no plan B. Cunha, you go up front. Xerxes, come off. Dorgu, you go on the wing. And whatever the other sub was. There's no tactical change. We don't go, let's keep the ball for 5 minutes. Let's take the edge off the game and keep the ball for 5 minutes. There's no, let's play a high line for 5 minutes. There's no, let's get down the flanks for 5 minutes. It's just the constant confusing football, which, let's be honest, is get the ball to Bruno and hope for a bit of magic. And we've been doing that for 3 months. Get the ball to Bruno and let's go for a bit of magic. And if Bruno has a bad game, we have a bad game. That's basically Man United, and that's why he's Player of the Year. Because if Bruno has a bad game, we have a bad game. Because there's not a lot to it. I also think as well, before we do the player ratings, that there's a couple of alarming things about that game. I think over the last few months, beyond Bruno, Casemiro and Maguire have been our best two players. I don't think anybody would argue with that. There's two things from today's game, and then there's another thing I want to say. There's two things from today's game which are absolute, you know, rocket fuel, gold dust, right? Xerxes starting, a load of people moaned about it. I think it's brilliant. I thought it was one of the best things Carrick did. Now, he might not have done it if Sesko had been fit, to be honest with you. But I think Xerxes not playing, he didn't really play, did he? But Xerxes starting today was brilliant. Because we keep getting these stories about how Xerxes loves Manchester United and probably doesn't want to leave this summer. And then people like myself and some people who like Xerxes go, well, maybe we shouldn't let him go. He's not really had any minutes. We've not had enough games. He's not had any minutes. Maybe we don't need a striker. Maybe we use Xerxes. So the genius of him starting today is you start him up front against the Sunderland defence that's not got Ballard and has conceded 5 goals in its last game. And you think, this is the game where Xerxes, we get a good look at him. And he's crap. So after today, as much as I like Xerxes, it's got to be sold in the summer. So we've learnt that's a positive. We know Xerxes got to go. We can't save money by keeping Xerxes and not buying another striker. So Xerxes got to go. And we wouldn't have known that if we hadn't used him. So I applaud that. I applaud that. Maybe we did it because Sesko was injured, but we should have done it anyway. Starting Xerxes today was brilliant because now we know that he needs to go and we bring somebody else in. So that's brilliant. I'm positive about that. Shame it didn't work out. I do like Xerxes, but he's not good enough. Whether he likes it at United or not, he isn't good enough. The second one was because of an injury, but again, it's actually a positive for the summer. Many of us, all of us, know that Casemiro is going to be a loss. And we wouldn't have found out what we found out today until next season if he hadn't missed the game today. There is no midfield without Casemiro. Mainu needs Casemiro. Bruno needs Casemiro. Mount is not a midfielder. And there is nobody else. Even if Ugarte was fit, we know he's not good enough. So one player, Casemiro, is out and we've got nothing. Nothing on the bench. You have to put Mason Mount in the midfield. So Casemiro's out and that's it. So this is why we need three midfielders and this is why we need one superstar signing, whether it's Tchouaméni, Tonali, Anderson. If today didn't teach us anything, we 100% need three midfielders and we 100% need a top quality player in that midfield, 100%. So that's another thing as well. And then the other thing I was going to say, and I've noticed it over the last few weeks, saw it last week against Liverpool with Szoboszlai, saw it against Bournemouth and saw it two times today and both times should have been a goal. There was the time they hit the post, but there was two chances that Lamons made a save from and both of them are Maguire's fault. First one, running through on goal, on his side, not quick enough. Second one, the shot where Lamon saves it, not quick enough. I like Harry Maguire. I think he's been a really good player for us, but I think he should have been let go in the summer because I think in a back four, it's not going to work. In a back five, it will work. In a back four, he will get exploited when he's one-on-one with a player running at him. He's just never been that type of player. It's a problem in a back four. I'm not saying Maguire's shit. I like Harry Maguire. I've had up and down with Maguire over the years, but I do think he's a good player. In a back three, where he's got another two centre-backs to help him out, one-on-one with anyone with pace, and it becomes a problem, a big, big problem. So, look, I think that was a problem as well. But he should have started Heaven anyway. And I'm not going to leave that. Like, he should have started Heaven anyway. Like, Heaven is quicker than Martinez. He's quicker than Maguire. You're playing against Brobbey, who's quicker than both of those, and he's physical. Heaven's done really, really well. He gets left out for Martinez, and I think that was a mistake. I think it was a mistake. We should have lost that game today, and if we'd lost that game, more people would be saying Heaven should have started. They should have. If Sunderland could finish 2-0, possibly 3. They had three goals and they missed all three. And I think Heaven should have started today. Should Martinez have been sent off? Well, the Sunderland player did it to Bruno as well. So cumsy cumsar, it is what it is. But I thought it was reckless by Martinez and he's got to stop doing it. He has got to stop doing it. Every now and again, he'll jump in two-footed with his studs up. The hair pull was stupid, but he threw his arm out. I'm glad it wasn't a red, but, you know, in the Premier League, you've got to be very careful like that. Alex says, it feels like we lost just utter shit performance. Austin says, Martinez should have played in the midfield. We could have done that, Austin. I think a lot of people said that. We'll right back where we started in 12 and 18 months. These performances aren't sustainable. I'm stunned. None of the commentators are calling that out, says Simran. Every time we get a chance to leap in the table, we bottle it. Chelsea and Liverpool drew today. This was big, says Rascal. Tonali or Tchouaméni need that after seeing this, says Stain. They want Carrick so they can skimp on players bought in. Carrick is a yes man who won't rock the boat and we need better, says Colin. Let alone plan B. I don't think there's a plan A either, says Gurr. I hate we only started trying in the last 2 minutes, says Jack. Another Amrim Mainu with Carrick and Heaven, says Ashton. No outfield player played well. Lamont's man of the match, says Irish Ghost. No wonder our rivals want Carrick at the wheel, says one and only. Everyone apart from the goalkeeper, worst game of the season. Bruno record gone. Did any of our players even make a sprint all game? Carrick out, says Iam. This is what we're getting next year if Carrick stays, says Andres. Pure luck and riding on any changes made by others. Pathetic football. MUFC says a perfect audition. First for the squad overhaul that still needs to be done because it looked like some players didn't know what football was. Second for Carrick, he's not the answer. Says MUFC KD. One interim until ideal manager available, says Pablo. Who else would you give it to? Nagelsmann is not very good, says Noah. You just answer me. You ask me a question and then you diminish the one you know I think is the guy. So I think that Nagelsmann is way better. Noah. Don't get me wrong. We all want to be in the Champions League, but do we want to go to Barcelona and lose 6-0? Says Pengers. Carrick was a great as a short-term option, but is no better than Ollie and cannot be a long-term solution. His inexperience and seemingly limited tactical flexibility will cost us in the future, says Les. That game just proved how important a proper number six is this summer. No Casemiro present and the entire spine of the team collapsed. Belabor is not who we need either, says Z3. And how anybody can endorse Carrick with performances like that, 94th minute before we even get a shot on target, says Paul. Look, as I say, we'll do the match we'll do the player ratings now. Make sure you mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. It's not for me or you to say what's going to happen with Man United because we don't have the power. But the scary thing for me is Jason Wilcox capable of doing this job? And is he watching the football? And does he know the last 10 years of Man United? Because he wasn't here when we had Solskjaer. We were. And nobody ever talks about this. Wilcox has only been in the job for 2 years. He wasn't here when Solskjaer was here. Has he researched it? Has he looked at what happened? Has he looked at who his assistant coach was because it was Michael Carrick? Has Jason Wilcox actually done the research we as fans have endured? Because it just feels like he's not looking at the mistakes we've made in the past. Like, this is so much doing Ollie again. It's so similar that all the warning signs are there. And if you're watching that game today or Chelsea or Newcastle or, you know, Brentford or any game that we've won or lost in the last 3 months or drawn, every performance has been like that. Scrappy moments. And you're telling us this is the way to go. I think it's a huge risk, mate. I think it's a massive risk. And, you know, you're going to have a problem selling this to people. I'm sure we'll beat Forest next week and then we'll probably lose to Brighton on the final day. But, like, this is a dangerous project. It's a dangerous project. And I like Michael Carrick. I don't know him, but I like him for what he's done for the club as a player. And he comes across as a nice guy. But nice guy, legend of the club, whatever. This is a manager's job. This is a massive, massive time for the club. And there are big risks. The results have been good. The performances are terrible. Again, another game with under 50% possession. Every game, it's under 50% possession as well. It's hard. It's a hard watch. Even if we win, it's a hard watch. But at least you have the joy of winning. But you know what? It's nothing new to me. That's nothing new to me. It's like we have been seeing this for a long time. And that's why people going, oh, you know, after a win, you're a villain. Wow, why won't you say give Carrick the job? And then we don't win, you go, but this was why. This is why I was saying it then. I just am very scared of a massive mistake I feel we're going to make. It's as simple as that. Right, let's do the player ratings. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Well. Very, very easy start here. I give him a 7.5. Le Mans, and I'll give him man of the match. I mean, no jokes. The two saves he makes save us the game. Both should have been goals. It's you know, they're brilliant saves, but if you're a Sunderland fan, they should have scored both of those chances and they hit the post. There was a point in the game, I think, where Le Mans was shaking his head at, you know, just how much pressure United were under in that first sort of half an hour. So, oh, comfortably man of the match. And it's going to be very hard to put anybody near him. He was so good. Mazraoui, I'd probably give him a 6. I thought he was okay, Mazraoui. Defensively, I thought he was okay. Going forward, there was nothing there. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was Mazraoui's best game, but I thought he was okay. Maguire, probably 5.5 for me. 5.4. They should have scored two goals where he would have been, if I'm being completely honest, when you look at the goals, you would have said he's too slow on both of them. But, you know, there was good bits to his game. I'm not saying it was terrible, but You know, there was a couple of times where he got away with it. Martinez, again, 5.5. I just think, like, he's not coming back from injury, but hasn't played for a month. I don't think he should have played. Maybe Carrick's played him for that reason, that he's rusty. But I don't think Martinez played particularly well today. On the ball was the biggest disappointment. But if you're not a possession team, he's not going to be a good player. You know, Martinez needs to play in a possession team where he can be on the ball and dictate the play from deep. If you're not a possession team, he can't get on the ball. So no fluidity, says Cal, and I completely agree. Luke Shaw, I thought he'd gone missing in the first half, actually. I didn't notice him in the first half. In the second half, he was a little bit better. Probably give him a 6.5. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to give him the same as Mazraoui. I don't think it was shockingly bad. I don't think it was brilliant either, but I don't think the problems actually came down the flank. They came through the midfield and straight down the middle. So, yeah. Mainu was probably 6 today, maybe a 5.5. Really struggled as the only legitimate midfielder on the pitch. I don't think he's ready for that. You know, he's still very young. And I think, you know, maybe if it's Casemiro, Mount and Bruno, Casemiro's got the experience to run the midfield. I don't think Mainu's got that at the moment. So I think it was a tough day for him today. And up against people like Xhaka, I think we definitely lost the midfield battle. I'd give him a 6. Mason Mount, look, lots of effort, but he's no way he's a midfielder. 5.5 for me. 4.2. Yeah, I mean, look, it wasn't very good. The only reason I'm being slightly generous is he did try. And I know that sounds like a real cop-out, but he did try. He got a yellow card. He made some tackles. He's not a midfielder. I mean, I've heard this nonsense that Mason Mount can play in the midfield, and I just don't understand it. I actually don't understand where the whole Mason Mount can play in the midfield stuff has come from. He's just not a midfielder. Like, and yes, he put a shift in today and there was nobody else, but he's not a midfielder, is he? I mean, is anyone going to argue that? Ahmad definitely was a 5. 4, 3.9 for you lot. Harsh. Mason Mount's playing out of position. Martinez hasn't played for a month. Ahmad's played every week under Carrick, and he keeps picking him. Honestly, I know we're already in the Champions League, but we paid £65 million for Mbeumo. Why the fuck is he not playing on the right wing? Like, can we just admit that Ahmad is struggling and put Mbeumo in his right position? Because it doesn't do Mbeumo any good just sticking him on the bench and sticking him up front and giving him half an hour. He needs a run of games on the wing, because guess what? We paid £65 million for Mbeumo and he's not had a run of games in his position. Amrin played him as a 10. Carrick's played him as a 9. Just stick Mbeumo on the right wing and give him a run of games, because that's where he's going to play. He's not going to play up front next season. So look, I know Carrick's trying to play Ahmad into form, but to play Ahmad into form, you're benching a £65 million player who is 26. So I just think let's go with Mbeumo and then we can bring Ahmad on. It's not working trying to play him into form, is it? It was another bad performance. Bruno today, Bruno's player of the year. He's a brilliant player. He's never going to stop trying. Below par by him, though, 5.5. Cunha, again, I think puts the effort. I mean, the dive was abysmal. I don't know where I stand on diving. I'm not as harsh as some people. But he's done it a few times, and he needs to be careful, because Ashley Young did this and referees remember. And you've just got to be very careful with that. So, look, I thought Cunha was off today, 5.5. Xerxes was terrible, 5. Partially a graveyard shift. Like, look, we have no possession, we have no shots. So he is partially in a graveyard shift, but it wasn't very good. It just wasn't. Mbeumo, look, hardly on the pitch. I'll give him a 6. Same for Dorgu. And then Carrick today. A bit like his press conferences, just a bit mundane, you know? You need a spark. And I suppose I've seen a lot of criticism of Carrick's interviews and press conferences, and people say they're just a bit confusing and mundane and dull. And I think his performances are like that. Like, it was a really crap performance. Like, if you draw 0-0, but you hit the post twice and their keeper has a worldie, it's one of them days. But if you draw 0-0 and you should have lost it, and we never really created anything until the 94th minute, and there was no tactical shift, there was no real change to the way that we played, it was flat, it was boring. Like, I have a theory that, like, maybe he'll come out and say, it's been a tough season, we've got the Champions League, and I think today the players just, you know, maybe switched off a little bit because it's the Champions League. But that's not acceptable. You're trying to convince people that you should get the job, and the players have basically gone, nah, I can't be arsed today. That reflects on you, the manager. Unless you come out and say we couldn't be arsed, which he's not going to do that, that doesn't reflect well on you as a manager for the next few years if a team can pull up like that because we've got Champions League football. That doesn't look good on you. This is exactly what happened with Ollie. Ollie, the team was brilliant. They give him a contract and the players go, job done. There we go. And, you know, I know Carrick hasn't got the contract yet, but we get Champions League football. We beat Liverpool the very next game. Oh, yeah, can't be arsed. Doesn't reflect well on him at all. David says, Mark expects Carrick to win a game without a defensive midfielder. Yeah, mate, if you want me to sit you down, you better get a cushion, because I seem to recall it wasn't an excuse for Ruben Amorim not having a midfielder when you all wanted him sacked. And I seem to recall that Emery in January lost Kamara, McGinn and Tielemans for 3 months and has still managed to stay in the top five and get to a Europa League final. So if you're telling me that Casemiro out is the reason that we played shit, one, we're a one-man team and it's never been about the coach anyway, and two, get stuffed. Come on. It, you know, we definitely need to buy midfielders, but fucking hell. I mean, is that why we conceded three chances that they should have scored from? Is that why we didn't create any chances ourselves? I mean, if we're just going to say it's about a midfielder, I think that's the weakest excuse for Carrick you're ever going to find. I'll give him a 5, and that might be generous, to be honest with you. 95% of the vote going with Le Mans. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. Smash a like on the video for him, because if it wasn't for him, we would be talking about a defeat. Absolutely. Brog says, watch the game with my comatose mate. At the 70th minute, he miraculously woke up and turned the game off. Need at least 6 signings this summer. Have we already got Southgate without realising it, says Lee. Well, we've got his assistant coach. It was horrible to watch, says AJ. It was like watching high school kids' teams getting bullied by a men's team. How do people want him to play with the same players that fuck up previous managers? So Enrique, Pep or Cruyff would not make them play well, says Dial. Mate, I don't agree with this either. I'm sorry. I don't. Like, I really don't. Like, we know these players aren't very good, but that's not an excuse for going for a manager that's not good. Like, you go for the best you can get. You don't just go, well, the players are shit, it doesn't matter who the manager is. You still go and get a good manager. Amorim played Bruno in the midfield for this situation. Folks moaned, but he knew there was nothing else to keep control, says Niall. Hi, Mark. Are you worried that Ineos will give Carrick the job but will not back him based on these performances that they did with Amorim? No, they've got to back him. They've got to back him. How on earth 25% of people still want Carrick after that is ridiculous, says Dizzery. And if we have to watch this football next season with more games, I can't, says Jay. Ahmad should go. He's lacking ideas. He's too predictable. Winger should be consistently dangerous. Nothing to offer right now, says Al. And feels like we lost just utter shit performances, Alex. Oh, yeah, we did have a poll put up. Sorry. Should Carrick get the job? 27% say yes. 33% say no. Goldfridge says Mount is a midfielder, started because Ten Hag saw him play there for Vitesse in 2017 and signed him to play there for United. That lasted one game, says Goldfridge. He ain't a midfielder. He ain't got the body to play midfield either, has he? He just hasn't got the physicality or the, you know, he'll be injured. I wouldn't be surprised if he's injured after that. It won't work. It won't work. Right. Okay. I will stop it there. Fan Forum is coming up for you. Apparently, in the Fan Forum, they all want Carrick. So it'll be well worth watching as they I mean, I'm trying to think of how they can justify it. The midfielder, oh, he hasn't got a midfield. Neither did Amorim. It was a good defensive display. Well, it wasn't. We got very lucky not to score. They liked his jacket. I don't know. It'd be very interesting to see. But you can watch the fan forum now. It is live on the channel. I may well do an 8 o'clock video, even though we don't normally do an 8 o'clock video. I might do an 8 o'clock video. We'll see how it goes. There was something I wanted to talk about. So watch for that. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. It's been a long afternoon. I mean, if you want to feel sorry for anyone, don't feel sorry for me. But I only had 4 hours sleep last night. So getting through that was a tough one. Iriola in the chat. A lot of people saying go and get Iriola. I mean, it's a fantastic result for them to go and win at Fulham 1-0. They're looking very good for Champions League football. But he won't be there because he's already leaving. So thanks, everyone, for watching. Stay safe, and I will speak to you on the next one.